It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's time for the download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. This is a segment where we talk to business leaders who share their stories so we can better understand ours. Tonight, we're getting closer and closer to festival season in Chicago, so let's talk about what it takes to run one. From street festivals to music festivals downtown, it's quite an undertaking to produce, market, and maintain a Chicago festival. It's the second year for the I Heart Halal Festival. It'll be at Navy Pier coming up on the 12th through the 14th. Last year, the inaugural festival that celebrates a halal lifestyle brought over 17,000 people to the pier. This year, the festival is expected to be even bigger with the announcement that hip-hop star Lupe Fiasco will headline, also music from Brother Ali, who will be on the program next week, and stand-up comedians, but that's just part of it. You also have food demos and panels about Muslims and the media. In studio with me on Extension 720 tonight, co-organizers Salman Chaudhry and Asma Ahad. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, so first of all, I love everything about the festival, and I'm one of these people because I'm reading all about this. I was always under the impression that halal was just about food, and it's much more than that.
Yeah, it is a lot more than just food. When we were sort of developing this festival, we wanted to have a conversation around sort of the values associated with halal, and not only as it pertains to food, but across the entire spectrum of how you live your life. The clothes you wear, the, you know, where you invest, where you travel, you know, all of it is sort of based and rooted in these values that we have, these core beliefs that are, you know, based on compassion and being ethical and socially conscious. So those are the elements that we sort of wanted to, like, highlight in the festival and sort of bring awareness to even how halal exists within the Muslim community, mm-hmm. and how it's a sort of a connection point for people outside of the community to get a better understanding of Muslims.
I've done a lot of different stories, and I have always known that just to be about preparing the meat. Mm-hmm. Is that just an issue with Americans, that non-Muslim Americans who just don't want to know more about the what halal stands for? Is that just misinformation from the media?
I think a lot of times, even within Muslim culture, a lot of people, you know, attribute halal to food. But when Salman and I were researching the concept of this festival, one of the things that we learned was that a lot of millennials, and they call it the Generation M, really associate halal with lifestyle and everything that's good and everything that's sustainable. And that's a value that not just Muslims, but everybody else could get behind as well.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you look at it and you state it out the way you just did, you recognize that this is much, not even about religion. This is about a movement among human beings,
exactly,
to live a different way or live a cleaner lifestyle.
Right. The common denominator between every spiritual and religious framework is compassion, right? You know, we use halal to show we're compassionate, right? In what we eat, how we treat the animal before we, you know, when we raise it and when we slaughter it for nourishment, and in every other aspect of our life. And everyone has these core beliefs of being compassionate. So for other people to, you know, learn about us through halal, I think, is what we're trying to do here.
What can people expect from the I Heart Halal Festival?
They can expect to be amazed because there's so much great programming, and we're bringing people from all over. Last year, I know you mentioned we had over 17,000 people, but we also had people from over 33 states. People came from Canada. We even met a couple of people from abroad. I think I met a couple from South Africa last year. So we had people from all over come to our event. And this year, we've expanded our footprint. We have a larger bazaar. We have expanded programming. Last year, we had a comedy show, which was a huge hit. And this year, we're expanding that by adding a hip-hop concert. And, you know, Lupe Fiasco is a headliner. We also have Brother Ali performing. And what's great about these artists is they have such a positive message, and that really resonates with not just your traditional halal mm-hmm. consumers, but with the broader population.
And it really does shine a light on the Muslim American community here in Chicago, which is huge, mm-hmm. and a lot of times gets overlooked.
It does, absolutely. And, you know, we wanted to create a festival that was really something that the community could get behind, but also create a festival that gave other people outside of the community a way to, like, make more meaningful connections with the Muslim community and learn about them through our food and our culture and our artists and our speakers. We have, you know, personalities in the media. through all the programming, we're trying to showcase all of that.
Well, as we mentioned, this is the Download in Chicago Business, and, mm-hmm. and I want to talk to you guys about throwing a festival, because as someone who has dabbled around the edges of wanting to put mm-hmm. a festival on, it's a lot of work. There's a lot that goes into the location, the permits, the licensing, the right. vendors. What drew you to the idea of a festival? Now, beyond just celebrating the halal lifestyle, just the organization of putting a festival together.
We noticed there was a huge gap. There's nothing in North America that comes close to what we're trying to accomplish here. And there is a real gap for us to create a platform that gives voice to this consumer.
I've worked in the events industry for a long time for most of my career, mm-hmm. but never in like the production standpoint. I was always front of the house working with like the technology part. So this was my first stab at trying to build it from the ground up, which has had its own challenges. With you have to be super organized, and I think that's been a bit of a challenge, just still trying to stay organized. And,
because it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to do a festival and 17,000 people are going to come to that festival, but there's also the vendors, there's the panels, there's as you mentioned, the comedians this year, musicians.
To be honest, our metric last year was 5,000. So we, we learned from that we need to expand beyond what we had last year, because we kind of blew that away.
What? Let's go back to that. If your metric is okay, we're expecting 5,000 people and 17,000 show up. As organizers, how do you handle that? How do you deal with much more success than you intended?
I don't know. You just roll with it. One funny part of it, I planned out this whole floor plan. And a lot of it, the design stuff, was just based on other shows that I worked on, like The Beautiful Element. So I wanted to create a really beautiful show. The one thing I forgot about was strollers. And the kids' zone was right by the entrance. So all the strollers are parked in this beautiful entrance we created. And I'm like, oh, God, I need to have dedicated stroller parking.
Always, man. You always got to think of the stroller parking. Right. From beyond just stroller parking, which I'm sure you thought about. This year, don't you have to think about more?
We do.
Yeah, how do you expand?
So we expanded our partnership. So, we can't do it alone. And Let Us Entertain You came on. Let Us Entertain You at the Pier came on as a partner. And they're going to be bringing 4 restaurants and 2 the festival hall, and also 3 of the restaurants downstairs are going to be going halal.
I was going to say, this becomes, when you're running a festival, and I think people have this idea that, especially when it comes to Chicago festivals, maybe street festivals, or other, that when they get close, they start to work on this, and they got to get the sawhorses out to block off the areas. But this is a full-time job. This is a job that is 365 days, because as you look to expand, as you just mentioned, you have to start thinking about approaching other partners.
Absolutely.
And creating more opportunity for your festival, especially in the off season, in the months that the festival's not on.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even like with the food, like last year it ran out, there was long lines. So we had to through the partnerships, like Asma just mentioned, we're making sure that we have enough food there for everyone that we're expecting. And
we also expanded our space. So last year, it was so crowded, like everybody was eating or standing or sitting wherever they could find a spot. And so this year we expanded the food space to have a large food hall where people could sit and eat. So it's also looking at that space as well.
To do this in Chicago, to do it at Navy Pier, as you mentioned, you've found a gap in when it comes to these kind of festivals, any sort of halal festival in North America. Mm-hmm. Why Chicago? What is it about Chicago that it makes home for the I Heart Halal Festival?
I mean, one, it's home for us, and that's the main thing. But it's also, one of the most diverse Muslim populations exists within Chicago, and also the Midwest. And it's also just centrally located in the country. So it's easier just for everyone to get to. And also doing it at Navy Pier was important because it's such an iconic destination. It's not only in the city, but worldwide. It's one of the top 50 tourist destinations. And they've been so accommodating with our needs, knowing that we have dietary restrictions. Like, we're celebrating halal, so we have to be able to showcase halal food. So they've been very accommodating with that. And, it's easy for people within the community that live here that, need to rely on public transportation, for example. They can easily get to it.
Centrally located.
Yeah.
My last question to you guys is, as you put this together and you celebrate halal, what's it mean to you to have a successful festival? To think at the beginning of this, when you were doing it last year before it started, whether or not people are going to accept this, and now to be in its second year and have Lupe Fiasco headlining and getting all of this press, what's it mean to you as co-organizers of this festival to have this meteoric success?
To me, it's personally rewarding, because not only do I feel really strongly about our mission and what we're doing, but we're also gaining so many valuable partnerships. Everyone wants to now work with us because they see what we're doing. And these are just really amazing groups and different organizations and civic leaders and, corporate leaders that want to work with us because they see value in our mission and what we're trying to do. So I think for me, that's what's most personally rewarding.
It gives voice, like we said earlier, it just gives voice in a positive light to a consumer, I think that's always, like, you're controlling the narrative around the story of who the halal consumer is and what are halal values and how everybody could come together with this community to build a bigger community.
The festival is called the I Heart Halal Festival. It's at Navy Pier coming up on April 12th through the 14th. In studio with me tonight, co-organizers Salman Chaudhry and Asma Ahad. Thanks so much for coming in, talking about the festival, and good luck next weekend.
Thank you.